Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Alana, Matt, Zach, and Jay.
What up?
And today we are watching The Punisher. I mean, Karen Page. I mean, Daredevil. Born Again, episode 9.
The worst finale episode yet.
This is a rough one.
It got me if I finally joined the hating this show train at the final station.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Do you guys want to know the moment that broke me, or should we wait until it comes up in context?
Was it the moment they turned off all the power in New York City?
No.
Or when Karen Page says, this place is crawling with task force.
No.
It was very
I assume.
Big credit moment where you just like, can I shake your hand? And the guy immediately dies.
It was when the Punisher charges a bunch of cops in full riot gear with a pistol.
That was really bad.
It was so bad. It was like, how has this guy survived more than like 2 days?
Yeah, I know.
I was just watching awe. Like, wow.
Yeah. And I was waiting for like, there's no way he's just going to let himself try to like fight these guys hand to hand, right? He must have someone got to trick him this lead, right? No.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they respect him and they love him, so of course they're going to give him a fair fight.
I don't think they're going to respect and love a guy who's shooting them in the head.
No.
Apparently do.
That is ridiculous. He's like putting axes through people's faces, and they're like, I'm just sure, no, we just want to talk to you.
Hang.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess since we're talking about it, guys, I have a question for you guys. Do you think they're trying to make the Punisher seem like a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
They definitely went out of their way to make him seem less
sympathetic
than on his show and in other depictions. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a darker world.
Yeah, but then at the end, he's shown as one of the heroes.
What do you mean?
He's one of the vigilantes.
Yeah.
He's locked up with all the rich people.
Oh, and once again, you guys did not tell me about the mid-credit scene, but this time I know that. How's it feel, Alana? In your face?
Wow, but you suck.
I didn't watch the mid-credits scene. Yep.
Indeed. Except it's you're the one who butt sucks.
Oh, I saw it. It's kind of important.
I did.
It's important?
It was stupid and a waste of time.
Not a waste of time. It's stupid. It is stupid. I'll give you that. It is stupid. But
Is it something with Bullseye? Because he didn't get a stinger.
I wish.
Oh.
Shall we describe it? Rob, why don't you be the Punisher and I'll be Alfred or whatever his name is?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Alfred, like Albert or something.
The James Gandolfini?
You'll find out. Rob, take it away.
Oh, God. Hey, bro. How's it going? I'm the Punisher. What's your name?
I'm not supposed to talk to you.
Yeah, but could you talk to me anyway? What's your name, bro?
Albert Bertolini. Or something Italian.
Oh, you're Italian. You from Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Hey, do you want to arbitrarily shake my hand even though I'm a very dangerous prisoner?
Oh, sure. What's the harm?
That was it. Good job, Rob.
Well done. That was a very faithful rendition of it.
All he does is like twist the guy's arm and he starts screaming, and that's how it ends. The Punisher. Did you even watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. Who is the guy?
A random prison guard.
Prison guard. So was it Jimmy Gandolfini?
I heard it was Kevin Feige.
Really?
I'm joking.
I would love that.
Don't request
it. What's his face from Iron Man?
Who should I request to join on?
Hi, Zach.
No.
No?
Just wait for the game to be over with.
Okay. But we're not in the party. So
I'm doing my part by dying a lot.
I'll just wait. I'm fine waiting.
Yeah.
Zach is so. Alright, so we're. All right, so now that can look it up a lot if you really.
Did your hero shove a bullet in your face and go, "Is this you?"
Oh yeah, that was really bad too. That was awful. All right,
should we go through the episode? Yeah.
So it's a flashback to a year ago of Vanessa getting Bullseye out.
Yeah, but it's exactly what we learned last episode.
And it felt like it took forever.
Very long scene. And you thought him being on drugs was kind of interesting. She's like, come on. But guys, I do have a question. It's like, did she really need Bullseye to kill like two civilians, basically?
Well,
no.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. She's like a mafia godmother.
Yeah, but
doesn't
want it to be able to be tied back to.
Yeah, just know any other
Murdoch, so maybe that's trickier. I don't know.
I assume she wants the best. You know,
the best of the best.
I think she says that. Yeah, I want the best,
and someone who can be written off as a mental case. As a grudge goes after Matt's team,
right?
Too much RAM and then crashed.
What is too much RAM?
I don't know. It's like you're using too much RAM. Crash. I don't know. I blame Windows 11 now.
Wow.
Somehow, Alana blames Windows
11. Wow.
Alana keeps declining my request to join the team.
I'm not in Marvel Rivals. I had to kill it.
All right. So, okay. Thanks. I joined. It's just me and Rob the way I like it. So, Matt's in the hospital. Recovering from his bullet wound that happened, I guess, only a couple hours prior.
Yeah. I like that he called out for Karen and Heather.
Oh, yeah. Heather would look so pissed.
This is great, Heather. Take that.
Do you think that's what finally did it? That he's it's over.
Yeah.
He's I'm Team Fisk.
Yeah, I love him.
This cycle can't even get over his own ex. Why should I be over with him? Screw him, I'm going to the other side. It's like,
yeah.
And after considering how much he argued that Fisk is a worthless like, crap and she shouldn't save him, and then he goes and saves him. hypocrites.
Guys, I'm willing to say I didn't try very hard to understand the whole Foggy plotline, subplot, and I also didn't care.
Me neither, and it was very confusing. Matt cares a lot about it. He's it was Foggy. Fine. And the guy, he was on a breakthrough. I didn't see it.
Well, and the two other women are like, God damn it.
You know what's really annoying is that it's all talking. It's all telling and no showing.
Sometimes you want all show, don't tell. Sometimes you want no show.
We always want show.
Make your choice.
No, Derek says, we always want show.
Derek says, I feel like the psychiatrist lady is planning to be a mole. I don't believe she's suddenly all in on Fisk. I disagree. She's all in on Fisk. She's got to trust her client. She can't trust her psychopathic boyfriend.
I agree.
Maybe Daredevil will lure her back to the side of the good, like James Bond.
No, but then she's going to look at Karen and go, oh, fuck.
And also, Matt doesn't even really like her that much.
Yeah.
No. He said they loved her.
The only when she said it to him first.
Yeah,
it was.
There's zero chemistry.
I love you too.
Yeah.
All right. So Fisk starts.
How did you not follow the Foggy thing? Garrick also said they followed it. It was pretty simple.
No, I mean, I was able to follow it if I cared enough, but I didn't.
No. Yeah, I mean, they think they overly complicated it.
What do you mean they overly complicated it?
Like, they over-explained it.
I don't feel like they need to explain it over and over.
Yeah.
It's weird, it's the final episode. You think, they have momentum, but it's just, him, looking through files. I'm like, this is the final episode? Just...
They needed to close it out, so they had to preserve...
File-forming action.
Considering... 3/4 of the show is all about talking about Red Hawk.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Fisk goes full crime lord. Almost getting assassinated has made him decide that, you know what? I love crime. Let's just do it.
Do you think he had good intentions from, at least in the beginning a little bit?
Not at all.
No.
It was his plan all... He's always 3 steps ahead of everybody, and his wife didn't trust the plan.
It is really funny when he's a civitas, so he's like, you know, I do want to help the city, but I figured, let's do a little crime at the same time. Or here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So he tells Buck to kill Matt. He's like, go out there and kill Buck.
Okay, so this confused me too. I need a Jasonation. I need a badge. Which is, does Buck know that he's Daredevil? A superpowered vigilante.
I mean, Fisk probably told him. He's like, go kill Daredevil. He's like, okay.
Yeah, are you, probably. What do you mean probably?
Almost
yeah, probably.
Buck has turned into like his go-to problem solver with the vigilantes.
Dumb enough to be like, go kill this random guy and not tell him he's Daredevil on the off chance.
Especially
like,
considering
he... seriously, you know?
Yeah.
What he even says, better a dead hero than a like
a vigilante. That's especially why.
But then, so my question is, if he knows he's Daredevil, and he knows he has superpowers, why did he just bring, like, this little needle?
Because he got shot. Because
he was shot. He was gonna die.
Yeah.
He's so overconfident. Dang it.
Yeah, so he didn't need,
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He probably also had a gun on him.
I think Fisk probably figured he's shot, he's in the hospital. I don't need to tell him he's Daredevil, and I, you know, just kill this unconscious man in a bed. That was the assignment.
He was Daredevil.
Prove it.
I don't want to, but whatever.
There's no evidence.
Keep it a secret. It doesn't give a shit.
This is a little bit confused.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Garrick makes a good point. They thought he was sedated, so, I mean, Matt disconnected everything to avoid it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even just that. I mean, as far as they knew, Daredevil took it to, like, the chest, so, I mean, most likely expected him to not be able to just get up and walk around like a...
Right. Like a hero.
Speaking of which, I like the part where the commissioner says to Fisk, like, hey, there's laws. This you're going way too far. Next you're going to be saying allowing for lethal force. And he says, he says, allowing, more like encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Fisk trying to kill the guy who just saved his life? Cold?
Yeah, he is a bad guy.
As Jay would say.
I like that it was like politically motivated, though, because it'll make, you know, his case for just cops just running amok. He can have more reason to it. So it wasn't just him trying to kill Daredevil.
Yeah. So Fisk wants disloyal people out, and he's going to take over everything. I assume this is some kind of statement on current events.
Yeah, that's right. So the commissioner starts working on a coup. You know, he's talking to people. He's talking to Sheila, trying to get some people together. And then there's the blackout.
Right.
Switch to turn off all the power in New York.
There's just one person.
Just one
person.
Just one.
One weird trick.
He's been working on this for years, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is actually pretty smart. I never had an issue with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem with it either. I wasn't quite sure what Fisk was going to accomplish with blacking out the city, but yeah.
So when there was the blackout, the guy was waiting for the blackout to go in and kill Daredevil. And then there were like these alarms blaring, and I thought he was waiting for the alarms to go off to make him disoriented so we didn't hear him come in. But he was just...
That's way too smart for the show, Anna. Way too smart.
Way too smart.
But accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt, I guess he leaves because he hears the thug coming, and he comes back home, but the Punisher's there. Yay!
The Punisher's there.
He just goes home and sits on the couch.
Yeah, he just lies. He's like, I gotta just lie down, and I'll be all right.
He's like, my arch enemy is taking over everything, but I'm good.
He got shot in the shoulder. What do you want him to do?
Be a hero.
He's got to recoup.
Come on.
He doesn't have super healing.
Well, he sort of does. He doesn't. Anywho.
It was a really big bullet.
Yeah.
In his defense.
So the Punisher says, I came back because of a phone call. And I thought they're not going to explain that. But then they did.
They did?
Yeah. Karen says she called him.
Yeah. Karen.
Yeah. Did you, I know this is jumping ahead, but did you guys like the part where we got to talk about the conversation where Matt is like, I heard your heartbeat when the Punisher was talking to you. That was, like, amazing.
Why is that amazing?
Because it's like the Punisher's got the hots for Karen and she feels the same way.
Going between two men is like a romantic comedy.
It's like Keeping the Faith.
That's your go-to for like a
not Twilight. Keeping the Faith. Not the fucking
game. Between two men.
Not Keeping the Faith.
Who's the rabbi?
One of them is like a Catholic. He's like a priest. The more we talk about it, the more applicable it makes sense. The more
they're both bad boys.
Ben Stiller, choose.
So Ben Stiller is the Punisher. All
right. That's right. Okay. That's an example. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. All right. No, wait, but while we're talking about that part, what did you guys think about that part? Did it kind of come out of nowhere? I mean, I kind of remember all the sexual tension on the Punisher show between him and Karen Page.
No, she's not in the Punisher show. I think you just mean Daredevil, whatever season he's in.
Okay.
She's in everything. She's in everything.
For Zach.
So, she's like Rosario Dawson?
Yeah. She took over that
one. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It didn't totally come out of nowhere. But again, it's so funny that the show for the finale is all about the Punisher and Karen Page, not the actual like characters that have been in the show.
Yeah.
But they have, once again, like Marvel does, they have to set up for future projects. And this is the setup for Punisher. And
yeah, it's funny that you say it's like a finale because it's not a finale because nothing gets resolved. You know,
yeah, no. Not enough. Something.
That's a cliffhanger.
No, I mean, no, nothing. Bullseye doesn't even like appear. He doesn't even like do anything.
Well, I would say Fisk goes for evil.
Do we talk about how they like were manipulating Bullseye into killing people, even though he didn't want to anymore? He's like,
yeah, he was.
No, don't make me do it.
When did he not want to?
Like at the beginning, he's like, yeah. I want to take the drugs. I want to stay here. Yeah.
He was all happy and doing, popping those pills to get sane and not have those urges anymore. And then Vanessa's like, no. Nah,
did they explain why he wanted to kill Wilson Fisk instead of Vanessa? Is he just like, it's just Fisk all the way down?
I don't think they explain that.
I think it's from, isn't it from Fire Daredevil?
He's crazy.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's not a good explanation.
He cray cray.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's two skulls.
Yeah. Garrick says he was trying to reform, but had to pick between freedom and being better, as they would.
So the task force shows up. Only one of them is dressed like the Punisher, or all of them. I guess it's one of them.
They all have the Punisher emblem on their.
Yeah, in the apartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They all have it.
So I like how they have the full skull, and Frank only has half a skull.
Ooh, it's like symbolic.
Well, in the part later on where it has all of the it's like the big army of cops, and they have the Punisher logos. Some of those logos looked very cartoony. They're like,
not everybody is a great graffiti artist.
Clearly.
They outsourced it.
It was a really long. It's a long fight, and it's a good fight. Yeah, Daredevil does like stands in the room and flips around, and the Punisher like murders people. And I think in this part, the Punisher, just to go back to what you're saying, Zach, about him being like evil, like he's like, and go back to what I was saying about how he's like, he's portrayed in like stupid ways. Like he'll stand there stabbing one cop for like a good 20 seconds while, you know, everybody else is just, you know, like. He wasn't fighting strategically or smartly. He was just like getting beat up. So well, this, I didn't like it.
Well, this reminds me of all the way back at the beginning of this on Tuesday Night Gaming. We were like, these fight scenes are so slow. They're going to slowly punch each other.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So that's quite the contrast. That was so much faster and bloody too.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Yes, that's informative.
I like the part where the Punisher shot through the walls, though.
Mm-hmm. It's like the rage or something.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice his like excessive grunting the whole time?
Yeah.
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 And the girl's like, "Stop! Hey, stop shooting people! Stop taking human life!" And Frank's like, "No, He's like, oh, it's like
immediately kills another guy.
I hate him.
Like, in like a really violent way, like stabs him in the junk.
Challenge accepted. That was really vicious. Like, act stupid, not sack.
Yeah.
And that just leaves him there to squirm for a little longer.
The show itself hasn't been that violent. I mean, it is violent, but not on that level.
Yeah,
and certainly not gory like it is with the commissioner later.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that.
Crazy.
That was maybe my favorite scene of the show. Yeah, that was like so disgusting.
Oh my god, you're psycho.
I know.
Yeah, psycho. Yeah, I wrote Punisher is psycho and reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think he did a pretty good job depicting him as morally, like, ambiguous. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay, well...
Somebody who murders a bunch of people is morally ambiguous.
He doesn't murder them. It's defense. It's complete self-defense.
Is it?
Well, it's Daredevil defense, which is like the same idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy, look out.
Ah, I didn't look out.
Jesus, all right. Forget you.
Oh, so they find Hector's killer. Oh yeah, yeah. So all right. So they beat the cops and they find the bullet. The one guy's alive because he has his hand pinned against the wall. Hmm. And the Daredevil's once again all mad. he's like, "You killed Hector! He was my friend! Rawr, I'm so mad! I'm so mad!" And then the Punisher's like, "Yes, yes! Kill him! Kill him!
Yeah, give in! You know you want to!"
Yeah. Yes, you know you want to. Just pull the trigger. And it'll make you happy. But he doesn't. But then what happened? He dies anyway, right? Do you guys remind me what happened?
No, they just knocked him out. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they killed him. Oh, yeah. Did you guys like the part where Frank's like, what? He's killing. What? You don't want to kill him? Because killing people is too bad. Like this guy, and then he just killed like a random guy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Not morally ambiguous.
Okay, I agree that was pretty much, yeah, murder.
It was fun and exciting.
But it was pretty sad.
Yeah, Rob, you're like, I loved it.
The murder loss, yeah. I mean, after it's been so like lame the past few episodes just chatting, you're just like, all right, this is getting me at least interested a little bit.
Let's give him something to talk about.
Yeah.
Something to talk about.
Like, yeah. Frank shoots the guy like five times in the head. I'm like, that's excessive, but you know, it's something that would be like the Garth Ennis Punisher or something. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Again, more taunting us with a good Punisher and not even his own show.
Hulk of the backline. Everybody scream, you're hard.
Behind.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. No, they did a good job. Okay, so we get flashback to his friends, and then Karen shows up. So it's classic Marvel with all the guest stars.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I was sort of also disappointed in this scene because I thought they were going to have Daredevil have to do like clever things because he got shot, and so he just fights like normally.
Yeah.
And then sometimes holds his arm a little bit.
Yeah, he has to hold his arm a little bit. Good point.
Good point.
Boring.
But I did like the part where there's the giant grenade and they both jump off the roof and Daredevil catches
him. Wait, no way.
Holds him like a baby.
Right.
Onto a top of another car like two blocks away.
He really shouldn't have been able to do with his shot shoulder.
Wow,
He shouldn't have been able to, like, freaking stop, like, grab guns and knives.
Yeah, he shouldn't be able to do anything.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff. Like I said,
he did.
Could have at least acted like it hurt too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Something. Okay, yeah. So are we gonna see where the Fist blackmails the city council?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I guess that explains how he's able to take over, which I appreciate.
I wonder why other politicians haven't done that sooner.
Because they don't have the dirt.
They don't have the dirt.
They don't have the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I fell off the edge.
So he launches his Save the Streets initiative. That's the part with the city council, where he's like, you must support the Save the Streets.
Corrupted politicians and their secret accounts.
So there's a part where there's two cops and a rioter, or I guess he's a looter, he's not a rioter. And they say, show us your hands, and he drops one of his weapons, but not all of them, and then they shoot him.
The stuff he was looting?
Well, no, he had a crowbar in one hand. I guess a crowbar is both a weapon and an ability to loot. But anyway, so they do like the sprinkle some crack on him.
Yeah. Yeah, they said, "Oh, yeah, he's a vigilante now."
He has a mask.
Put a mask on him.
Oh, we should show them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so more this really long scene in the archives where they're looking through these files about Foggy's investigation. Really long.
Yeah.
I was bored.
It's so intimate. They're hunched over the boxes together.
It is an intimate.
So it's violent and sexy.
Is this the part where they talk about his about the Punisher's about his heartbeat?
Yes. So.
Yeah. Is that a little like invasion of privacy that he's like constantly listening to their emotions?
Again, it goes back to the first episode.
Yeah, but this is like his friends slash colleagues.
He's always eavesdropping on his friends.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, they know.
They do. It seemed like she knew.
She does know. She was being coy. She was asking.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right. So what else?
Okay. So okay. Oh yeah. This is
Matt's
police state. Yeah, we're talking about. Okay. So this is Matt's the scene that broke Matt, where the Punisher just apparently charges a task force's like checkpoint with a pistol and no plan. And
yeah.
Okay. Can we get a J explanation about what was happening?
Which part?
The part where the Punisher just attacks a bunch of cops.
I can't. Oh, sorry, I can't hear. What?
Game's too loud.
Yeah. I think there's one reason for it's still a dumb scene, but like they do kind of explain that like, oh, they do want to capture Punisher alive to like blame him for stuff. So like that's why they're more cautious with him.
I mean, yeah, clearly they wanted a scene where Punisher is alive and they capture him, but then they had him act really stupid in order to make that happen, which is very frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the question? Sorry.
Why does the Punisher just charge a bunch of cops in full riot gear with a pistol and then get beat up?
The Punisher is mentally unstable.
Yeah.
That's
he big man.
I don't.
True, but...
That's not a good explanation. Like he may be like I consider myself to be a Punisher fan, such as it is, and he's not stupid. He may be like a psycho murderer, but he knows how to survive.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, yeah, but yeah, to a degree, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was very. This is a stupid scene. It just is.
Yeah. It's out of character.
Even with the Punisher is acting stupid, it's crazy that the cops would like see him put like a one of their fellow cops' heads and then just still take him in alive.
Yeah, whereas they're willing to kill like a random looter for like no reason.
Yeah.
well, it's no justification to die. Their excuse to be able to kill with no remorse. I mean, that's how they're trying to. They're even trying to recruit Punisher with that. Like, you get to do what you want. Like, what you do is kill with a free get out of jail card.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So Sheila betrays Gallo.
You mean the commish?
The commish. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess she's just afraid. Nice win, guys. She's just afraid of Fisk so much. That's why. And then I guess we can skip ahead.
I guess she's probably not a believer. I was just, yeah. I guess she's afraid of Fisk. Yeah.
Afraid of Fisk.
Why? That's
her job.
Because she believes in him.
No.
I believe in Wilson Fisk.
Do you guys think? Should we switch to Dominion? By the way.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Do you think she knew that Gallo was going to die because of it?
Oh yeah, 100%.
No.
I think 100% she did.
No.
I think it was, I don't think she knew, but I think it was a pretty reasonable assumption.
No, yeah, no, I think she was, because he's already hinted at that, and she's already seen what he can do. She knows his rap and all that. Garrick says, Punisher is always going in alone against overwhelming odds. This wasn't that different. It was just a little weird. He wasn't better armed, like with grenades and stuff. And Garrick says, she knew that Gala would die, and she knew that she would die if she didn't tell Fisk. Yeah, it's you or them.
Okay, so I'm okay with the Sheila thing, but I'm sorry, Garrick, I'm going to bring a receipt to you, which is a part where the Punisher fights like this huge mob of mobsters. He sets up a heavy machine gun outside of a house and then like has like an actual strategy to fight them. He doesn't just like run at them. So
if he has time to prepare.
But he had to.
Didn't. They had to go the next day, as soon as they woke up.
Why'd they have to go? Why?
Because that's when they were going to do the... He hears it on the walkie-talkie that they're, one, they're looking for him. They know that that's where Matt's going. And so he goes out there to go protect and save his friends.
Okay, but he's in his bunker. Like, it's not like they have the bunker surrounded. He could have time to set up more of a plan before he attacks.
Like, any plan.
Maybe that's all Zach's saying.
Any plan. But it's all right. What's up, Rob?
No, is this like a different Punisher than I didn't watch the Punisher show, but like I feel like this is kind of a different Punisher in a way, because he's like slightly more deranged and he's got his like Charlie Day like conspiracy theory, like, you know, ropes, like, you know, connections everywhere.
He's way more deranged. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And because, and this whole season is all about him not wanting to get involved, but also wanting to be involved and just. So angry and just is like, just go for it, just run at them, and why don't you just go and do it if you're gonna be a weirdo in a mask? At least I'm not wearing a mask and blah 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 blah. But yeah, and again, yeah, he doesn't really have time because it's already the next day, so they know, and he hears it like, we are going there now, so he doesn't have time to go, oh, let's see, how much time will traffic take to get to Red Hook? So if I sit here, I could probably get this, set this up on the perimeter, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Daredevil has more time to prep than he did. And Garrick says, I don't think the setup machine gun is very brilliant. It's just kind of hand-wavy BS, like DD being able to do all that stuff while bodily injured. Suspension of belief is required, but I don't consider it a smart plan anyway. Maybe a claymore would be more believable than that.
I guess I was curious what his plan was aside from just kill a bunch of task force members. Like, what's the goal?
Isn't that enough? I don't know.
to a distraction so that Matt can get away, I guess. Let's move on. Let's so move the on. Cops and Frank are having like a discussion. And which, I was again, waiting.
What's up, buddy?
No, go ahead.
I was very disappointed with this scene. It didn't break me, but I was disappointed because I thought we were finally going to have the Punisher meeting his fans and like really chewing them out and explaining to them why they're not him and he's not them. And, you know, they're just a bunch of pretenders and because, you know, there's the real world thing, right?
Yep. Sure.
You guys all know what I'm talking about, where the creator of the Punisher doesn't like the Punisher schools. So I thought they were going to do like something with that, like anything. We got nothing. Nothing.
No, we got nothing. He's like, you guys like me? You guys want to be like me? And I was waiting really like, you don't want to be like, you know, like, I'm nothing like you, and here's why. And instead he just kind of like said that and then stopped talking.
No, I suffered, and therefore you guys didn't suffer. I don't know your lives, but I suffered more than you, so I get dibs on this.
I like Derek's response of, the Punisher is not known for being a great public speaker. But they could have made him be a little more explicit.
Well,
he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He was just like, I'm different than you.
My pain is real.
No follow-up questions.
Well, also, his appearance earlier in this show, he actually had some pretty good, you know, shots at Daredevil. He made some pretty good points. Right?
But this, again, this is the typical Marvel... Disney Marvel thing where you have it, the bookends, right? Because he's already yelled at him, and Daredevil have already had this conversation about suffering and how they've lost people, right? So like so now it's solidly synced in that it hasn't sunk in that other people have lost legs and they don't go doing weird things. But then you get the, also the simultaneous flip side of that, where those cops didn't lose anything and they're also psychos just killing random people on the streets, right? Looters on the streets going after criminals in their mind with like lethal. So like you're getting the two splits of that whole conversation. You're getting the part where like trying to bring them back. Like, I have lost people, obviously. You lost people. We can live through it. And then the other cops being like, yeah, I didn't lose anyone, but this is fun. And Punisher going, yeah, you know what? It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
He needs to say that, though.
Show and tell!
But they didn't show. They didn't show either. And also, like, what? So we're supposed to go through this task force on an individual basis and get each person's backstory and then give them, like, the thumbs up or not, whether they can kill people?
But that's the whole point, right? Because it's the fact that we've already seen a bunch of them. We've already seen their history. They've already laid out that all these cops are rogue cops, that they all have issues with violence and going over the line, and that they've even been rewarded for this in the past, and now they have carte blanche rights to do it. So it's like the extreme of it, which is why they then try to entice him. Because they think he's one of them, but then he's like, no, I do this because of loss. And then you then think back to the conversation with Daredevil, but Daredevil has loss and he doesn't do it. But then that also ties back into the Daredevil and Karen conversation where he's like, I really wanted to kill Bullseye. So like it's a very subtle flow of the theme of loss and how it impacts your desire to kill with hate and malice and like just the justification behind your motives of violence.
Jay, you're saying this show is brilliant.
I'm just saying there are weaves of themes that pass through. I am not saying it was a good weave, but I am saying it was a weave to get you to that point of, yeah, no, they're gonna try to entice them, but yeah, they don't understand them. And I don't even know if Frank understands himself, so it's a whole different thing.
Well, all I know is I wanted a speech where the Punisher chewed out a bunch of his fanboys, and I didn't get it.
Oh, no!
I agree. I thought that's what they were gonna go for, and like,
I agree.
It never happened.
Yeah, okay, so...
Is the part where Fisk killed the Commissioner really in a really disgusting way.
Extremely disgusting, yeah. It's and like, this is a huge task force. Like that. What's up?
If anyone's seen Bone Tomahawk or any other, like, I don't know, hyper gory movies, yeah, it just reminds me of that. But, like, it looked like practical? I don't know. It looked, whatever that they did to good. Make it look real, it looked real.
Yeah, I was studying it in detail.
Yeah. I was doing slow motion. Yeah, it was good.
It was well done. And there's precedent for Fisk doing that type of murder, doing murders that way. So.
Yeah, that was crazy, and I guess this task force has a lot of people in it, because
It wasn't just the task force, it was like his like political aides and stuff, too. And what was the point, like, why did Fisk do that in front of all those people? Is it just to show that, like, he's a full-on mustache-twirling villain, and
don't mess with him,
get on board?
This is really dumb.
What's dumb?
Like, I don't know if I should be for the end. But all of this Fisk taking over the city, it's like if New York City was the only place in the world that existed, then it might make sense.
He loves New York.
But there's like the National Guard and like the federal government. They would just be like, no.
Yeah, it's like the South Korean president declaring martial law. Probably goes about as well as that.
But it's like, it'd be like the mayor of Seoul declaring martial law and being like, I control Seoul now. The rest of the country would just be like, no.
I'm the king of Seoul.
But that's why, that's why he needed the national emergency with the blackout and the vigilantes.
It's just New York!
The reason why he needs New York is because that's the one place that he could legally...
It's not legal! He killed the commissioner!
That's where all of his... He could illegally... He can... Send,
it's not. He's like, there's no more due process.
It's a city state.
But the reason why he hyper-focuses on New York, one, is because he loves it. He's been there. But he also understands, like, that port makes it free legal trade for he can hide smuggle everything. No, he doesn't even have to because it's not a property that's owned by anybody. Is
only in the port.
No, but if he doesn't control New York, he doesn't have access to the port. So therefore, he needs access to the port, and he needs to have the emergency to take over New York, so then he can initiate all of his random chaotic policies and have full reign of control and to wipe out any vigilante that might.
Doesn't make sense in the real world, but it also doesn't make sense in a world where the Avengers exist.
Well, also that's a whole other story. Clearly, they're just ripping off the far superior and well put together intricate plot of the Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone just wants to pretend Gotham isn't real. And they're like, you know, no man's land, it's fine.
Gotham isn't real.
Gotham sucks.
Just like birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right. So,
I'm sorry. Let's see. Garrick says he agrees with the subtext of the whole Daredevil and Punisher thing, taking them past the point of no return by making them complicit in the murder of the commissioner. That's what he's talking about. The other officers, the task force, while watching the commissioner crush Garrick's head, Gallus's head. and then he got them to do the little things to get them to the point where they were completely beholden to him. This was to shove off the cliff, to make them wholly his, and to where they could never betray him.
Yeah. Okay, so suddenly it's the next morning. I'm like, wait, so what's happening with the Punisher? What happened with Gallo? Like, how could we have a time jump? Like, what's happening? I guess if it remains under martial law.
It's like there's got to be a morning after. The next note I have is Heather joins Fisk. So, they were buddies again. And then we have the mayoral address where he talks about, martial law. And et cetera, et cetera. He's in charge, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I thought it was funny when he said, I'm declaring the Safe Streets Initiative, which means all vigilante activity is now illegal. And I'm like, it wasn't illegal before.
Well, not before the cops would turn a blind eye.
Wasn't the vigilante task force hunting down vigilantes?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess we're criticize the writing. That's what we do here on Tuesday Night Gaming. But he could have said something like, "In the past, we've turned a blind eye to you vigilantes. What you do is technically illegal, but we let you get away with it. But not anymore. It's over now. We're coming for you." You know, something like that. That's what I say.
Okay, I agree. Then Matt talks about forming an army, and at this point I'm looking at my watch saying, like, how is he going to form an army and take down Fisk all the next 15 minutes?
You're still optimistic.
Disappointed.
I think they already started shooting season 2. I think it's happening.
Yeah, they
really?
Yeah.
They're not going to pull an acolyte.
I mean, at the end of the episode, they specifically say Daredevil will be back.
Daredevil will return and from Russian with love.
It's in there, and the fact that they already announced Punisher will be doing his own thing and yada yada.
All right, so
BP did nothing, by the way. Like, I don't know. I was just like, because like the first half, she was like, we were constantly watching clips of her, like, talking to these random, like, almost extra people, and just nothing happened with her. I don't know. Maybe season 3 will actually do something.
Nope. We'll see. It's world building, Rob. It's all building a tapestry of characters. Was she part of Matt's army? She wasn't part of Matt's army yet, that part in the bar, right?
I don't think so.
BB? No. Well, they say something. They're like, tell your story, and it shows BB. So.
Yeah, she's shown on the streets crying, like, very sad and anxious about the whole martial law and knowing her place in that. I like that, what's his face? What his suspenders is all now like, I'm running the show now.
He's like,
sitting
he's
in a good chair.
Yeah.
So we get a pep talk with Karen. We meet the hero cops. I'm just kind of speed running it here. You meet the hero cops that are going to form Daredevil's army. Again, kind of like Dark Knight Rises. And then we see the council and the Punisher in prison.
Oh yeah, the villains are, the vigilantes all around cages, including swordsmen. He's just like sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder will tie into the Young Avengers.
They weren't vigilantes. They were rich people.
Rich people who were against Fisk. Swordsman was there because Fisk knows he's the
he's rich.
Because he's already addressed the swordsman as doing his extracurriculars and not supporting
also
because
he
money.
Was rich.
And not supporting him with his money.
That's neither here nor there. The ring class into it.
I know.
And then the last scene is the Fisk having a nice dinner. They're on top of the world. They got it all figured out. It's like Empire Strikes Back.
And they're playing Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place, because everything is in its right place. Also, this has the name drop of the song drop. Also, was it Killing Them Softly, which in the very beginning, which I thought was like, actually, I was like, oh, this is pretty clever, because he's like going to like kill them softly. But then like they start playing actual lyrics. I'm like, all right, guys, two on the nose. But they almost had something clever going.
Oh, so close.
This show is not in fact that brilliant.
All right, so thus concludeth Daredevil Born Again Season 1.
More like disappointed Born Again.
More like disappointed again. Yeah. It took a little while, but Zach and I are on the hate Daredevil train. Or hate the show train. Rob was always there. Alana was always there. Jay's
holding strong.
We'll never be there.
Put in the top half of Marvel shows, though, Jay?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, no, definitely not. I wouldn't say I hate it. I didn't really love it either. It definitely could have been better. It definitely just felt like it could have been a prequel miniseries. It could have been shortened a lot. And there was a lot of redundancy in it. But overall, it did flesh out a lot of future subplots, I'm thinking, is how I'm playing it in my head and hoping. I mean, Daredevil was, that was a thing. And like, yeah, there was a lot to be sad about. I'll just say I was sad a number of times watching this.
And not when you were supposed to be, not when Foggy died.
Well, Foggy was sad.
Oh, and they didn't do anything with Bullseye in this episode.
They show him kind of
sulking. Yeah, that's what I mean.
He didn't get his kill, didn't get redeemed, and now he just feels bad.
That was the other thing. I was all excited to have Daredevil fight Bullseye at half strength after getting shot. But nope, that didn't happen either.
Well, yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to fight Bullseye and Kingpin in the next 15 minutes.
Nope.
Garrick says, let's see. It doesn't really make sense before that Fisk wouldn't have just killed them, especially Frank. Maybe the rich people would be useful to milk for their money. Yes, 100%. And then Garrick says, in regards to the show overall, I don't think it was brilliant. I think it started out terrible, but by the end was looking more like the Netflix series, so it ended on a positive note. It was at least on an upward trend, whereas a lot of the shows start terrible and end terrible, or start okay and end terrible.
Interesting.
I didn't feel like it started.
Go ahead, Zach.
Sorry, I didn't feel like it started terrible. Go ahead, buddy.
I agree. I thought it got worse over time. I actually thought it was actually kind of good early on. But whatever. I mean, because it doesn't. Yeah, it just didn't have stupid stuff like the Punisher charging a bunch of cops. Yeah. All right. Shall we move on to questions of the day?
Yes, let's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here's question number one. Question number one. This is a very serious question. And Alana's, everybody team up against Alana because she's going to win. Question number one. Your favorite kind of cookie falls on your floor. How long can it be there until you won't eat it?
Excellent question.
The next day.
So the next day you won't eat it?
Nah, probably 2 days.
It falls on the floor while you're going to work, and when you come back from work, you eat it. That's what you're saying?
Sure. I trust my floor. I vacuum.
I think I actually probably agree about that.
I don't think I would do it. I would say, like, 30 seconds at the most. It's not
What's the difference?
It.
What's the difference between 10, 30, and, like, an hour?
Well, how long will ants take to get there?
For Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby is a different story.
There's an
I like how you just have readily available ants.
Hey, I've seen the ants. They climbed 5 stories to get to Andrew's Mountain Dew.
True.
Eric says I follow the 10-second rule, even though it's completely arbitrary and meaningless. I will not eat anything left on the floor for a significant amount of time.
10-second rule?
10-second rule. Yeah, food. On the floor, 10 seconds. Mostly won't eat food the whole on the floor at all. I'll let the dog get it. Yeah, see, you all have pets, and you all have, like, extra fur and pet and kids and other things. I have nothing. I walk on my own floor. I vacuum. I clean the floor. I know what's on my floor. I just go, oh, shit. And then if I forget, I forget. And then I go, oh, hey, it's still there.
What about, like, creepy crawlies or mice or rats? You live in a basement.
Yeah.
When I lived in a basement, I had creepy crawlies. And I got a rat once.
Yeah.
I told you about that, dude.
What if you did?
Oh.
Shit happens.
Tell us the tale, Zach.
Okay, so I was playing Super Hot. I remember it vividly. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was playing Super Hot. Not on VR yet.
The VR version?
Okay. No, not the VR. I didn't have a VR headset.
And then I felt I was on VR and I felt the rat crawl up my leg.
I got a creepy crawly back in my head. It was gross. It was like a centipede. Don't tell Guru. Anyway, but yeah, I heard like rustle, and I turned and looked at my like recycling bin type thing, and there was a big brown rat. And I yelled, "Hey!" Yeah. And it turned and ran away. And I called the I came in through a rat hole. But anyway, so I called the maintenance guy or the landlord, and I said, "Yeah, could you spray?" So a guy came by and sprayed, and then a couple days later I came home from work and I turned the light to the bathroom and it was dead on a mat.
Oh, gross. Okay. At least you got it though.
Speaking of rat bastards, Matt got a 5-2.
He won the last game. All right, so I would say probably if it's my favorite kind of cookie, well, I'm back on the wagon in terms of eating cookies, but I would say probably 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours. Yeah,
I trust my
floor. Yeah, I trust my floor, dude. I'm not to break down my germs anymore. When you have children, it's like whatever.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of germs. I am perfectly fine. I once watched Baywatch with a mouse.
Wait, also, are you saying on the wagon or off the wagon?
What?
I'm on the wagon.
So you're not eating cookies?
Correct.
Okay. And how long are you going to be on the wagon?
As long as I can. That's how addiction works, dude.
Isn't that off the wagon? Isn't he?
Yeah,
if you're off the wagon, it means you're like if you give up alcohol and then you fall off the wagon, it means you're drinking alcohol again.
Yeah. Yes. So are you eating cookies again?
No, I'm not. At this moment in time, I don't know about tomorrow. Every day's a struggle. But as of right now, I'm not eating cookies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I heard it the other way.
I misheard too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you initially said you're back eating cookies, and that's why I got confused.
Okay.
Derek says, growing up in Miami, it doesn't take much for all the ants and roaches to find food, and they're everywhere. Yeah, whatever. I'm pretty sure I have a mouse somewhere in the house. I'm pretty sure with all the renovation. Mice. With all the renovation the landlord did and the open walls that they constantly had, I'm sure I have one or two. But whatever. You brush it off. It's all good.
Yeah, I think for me it's just 8 hours. I'd be worried about the cats licking it, but if I don't see them licking it, then it's, in my mind, it's
never happened.
Never happened. So yeah.
Okay, and Alana.
What was the question again?
How long?
He falls on the floor.
Oh, cookie. I don't know. Like, I basically have to either eat it immediately or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But define immediately. 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, I brought in Guru. So, Guru, the question is, your favorite kind of cookie falls on the floor. How long would you wait before you eat it?
2 seconds.
That's it? What about 3 seconds,
Guru?
10 seconds.
What about 10? Can I get you 10 seconds?
No. Fine.
Derek says, hello, Guru. They RSVP today.
Wait, what did he say?
Derek says hello to Guru and that they send in the RSVP today.
Oh, yep, we received it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're ready for question number 2.
All right. Question number 2 comes to us from Guru while she's here.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, go back and relive your life, what gender would you pick?
None.
Guru says girl. Okay, wait, Guru, would we retain all of our memories of the past life? Or should we not ask follow-up questions?
Yeah, who is asking the questions here?
Okay. I think I would want to be a girl just to have it be different. You know, girls different things.
Life is objectively easier if you're a man. Objectively easier if you're a man.
I think the first time you have a period, you'd be like, you know, I'm going back. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm okay being what I am.
I am what I am. Oh, does that mean you're picking man?
I'm not very feminist either.
Or is it feminist because you're willing to put your money where your mouth is?
I'll become Alfred.
I mean, yeah, I've come back as a cat.
Cool.
I was sick with man. Zach will tell you it's all worked out for me, so I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm the same. I know, like, I guess women are going to college more than men at this point, probably, but.
Yeah, way more.
I'm still preferring being a guy. I think things are still pretty nice for us.
Yeah, I mean, I already get the whole, when are you going to get married and have kids? And I can't imagine dealing with that on the other side. With my.
It seemed but worse. I'm sure. All right, question number 3, dude.
Yeah, question number 3 will be from the hot seat. I haven't seen it. Okay, here we go. What first world problem do you struggle with?
That's a good question.
Cookie's falling on the floor.
Ooh, that's a good one, girl.
What did she say?
Is it too much pollen on the car?
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
I'm going to say too much stuff. That's a true first world problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I don't want to complain. Life is good, but I do have a lot of activities going on, a lot of extracurriculars that the children do, stuff that I do. Everybody's too busy, doing fun stuff, so I'll say that.
Yeah, that's a first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Derek's response is caviar is too expensive. And in response to the gender question, none, I don't have respect for gender norms. If I were born today, I'd consider myself non-binary.
Okay.
I have to mow the lawn. I don't know. It's the summer's starting, so I'm just like, I just thought of it. I'm just like, man, I gotta freaking mow this lawn. But I try to make it as difficult as possible. I have like a hand push, like no gas. I like the exercise to make it. At least I feel like I'm not wasting my time. I'm getting some exercise out of it. But
I just got a new mower and it's hand push as well. And it was a bit of a shock because my old one was motorized. But it's electric. My new one's electric. So I feel like I don't have to run the risk of it just not activating one day. And yeah, exactly, getting exercise. So I think I think I'm okay.
All right. Well, we'll be fine. I think we're going to do all right.
Yeah. Yeah. You think we'll be okay?
I think we'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep.
Do we get Alana and Jay? I think we need...
Rookie's on the floor.
Oh, there was a serious...
Rookie's on the floor.
Come back as a cat.
That's not a first world problem. That's the question.
Why you read it?
I can't come back as a cat. That's my first world problem.
Yeah. Was it my favorite first world problem?
Yeah.
No, it's just what first world problem are you dealing with?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's too hard to buy a car.
What's hard about it? No money?
The whole thing.
How many choices?
Do you buy used?
I don't know. Do I?
CarMax, not a sponsor, but I bought all my cars through them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it easier?
Alana.
Because it has like all the ratings, and it's way cheaper because it's
used cars.
Yeah.
You could do Carvana, and you can go to their vending machine, or you can have it delivered if you want used. Or you can buy new, and you can have all that fun and exciting.
No, definitely don't buy new.
What?
Used Teslas are cheap now because everyone's.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh yeah, now you're talking.
No way.
How cheap are we talking, Rob?
One of my friends has a Tesla.
$10. No, I have no idea.
$10. Yeah. You just run the slight risk of it getting, you know, swastikas on it.
That's why you got to put it on first. Preempt them.
Okay, finally.
Go Rob.
Everyone's in a blue moon. I'll take it.
Do we have time for one more?
No, I'm done, guys.
Good. Perfect time.
Everybody else? We don't need Zach.
Yeah.
Who else?
I should eat. Thanks
for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. And just every week. What do we do next week, Andor?
Yes. Oh, we need to discuss it. We sign off first.
All three episodes?
Okay, we'll discuss. All right. Just every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to the bonus episode of Andor Prop Bets. Zach,
this is the post credits scene.
Yeah.
That Zach skipped just like for Daredevil. And this is Prop Bets for Andor Season 2. We're making them up on the fly. Oh, wait. Actually, oh my God. Jay, you're not going to like me for this, but maybe I'll ask ChatGPT.
Okay. I won these because I was looking at the episodes from Season 1. Will Andor find his sister in Season 2? Yes or no?
Oh my God. No.
Well, what?
No, drop that flat line. Rob, they don't talk about that flat line anymore.
Okay. I got one even better. Will they even bring up the sister again?
Maybe they know.
No, I have faith in Tony Gilroy. I don't know why. It's going to work out. You can't, like, why would they have the sister bit and, like, not...
I think they'll mention the sister at least once, but then that's it. Nothing else comes of it. Maybe in season 3. Season 3.
He's going to randomly run into her, I think.
And she's not going to know him.
Ooh.
She's going to be part of the empire.
I think they completely forgot about that plot line. It's never going to happen again, but I'm willing to be wrong.
Maybe she'll be a pilot that he blows up. And then he'll be like, no!
Let's move on, because it is getting late. So here's the ones from ChatGPT. Let's do some quick hits, okay?
Okay.
So all you need to hear is all I need to hear is yes or no. Ready? Here we go. Cassian says, I've been in this fight since I was 6 years old again.
No.
Yes.
ChatGPT,
that's fun. ChatGPT, you're insane. It's like, it's shitty writing is the same as like real writing. It's like, no, ChatGPT.
Does ChatGPT know what prop bets are?
It says it has odds of 10 to 1. So it knows. Okay. So yeah, I would say no. What about this? Mon Mothma openly defies the Empire on screen. Mm. I'm not quite sure what that means, but
like to its face.
She openly betrays them.
Like a stormtrooper's there, and she's like, "Fuck off!"
And she like shoots him.
Or I think no.
openly.
I think yes.
I think she openly starts talking negatively about him.
Like she makes like a public speech, being like,
"Not a public
Palpatine's bad."
Just not sitting on a couch with one on one. I think she might start seething the issue with like more publicly.
What about like a public statement? Okay, how about this? Mon Mothma addresses the Senate and says something negative about the Empire or Emperor Palpatine. Jay says no. I say yes.
I'm going to change it to yes. And then she has to go into hiding and run the rebellion.
Yeah. Oh, and like she does it in front of her husband or daughter or whatever it was she had.
Wait, what did the season cover?
I don't know.
This is the final season, so they're going all over the TV.
There's any more than this, right? Yeah.
Then I change it. Then she probably.
Okay. All right. Luthen Rael, aka Stellan Skarsgård, dies a dramatic martyr death.
Yeah.
I kind of thought he already did, so yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
No,
I feel like it's not
to keep it interesting.
I'm going to say just kind of like dies.
Just dies.
Just dies. And it's going to be dramatic for us, but it won't be like huge.
He plays Luthen Rael. I'm not pronouncing that right.
Rael?
The handler.
Sorry.
The handler.
Okay. All right, here's the next one. Cyril Karn, a.k.a. Kyle MacLachlan, switches sides. So he joins the rebellion.
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah, he looks like Kyle MacLachlan. No, we talked about that last.
The beta son with the...
Yeah, the guy who lives with his mom.
Yeah, he looks like his friend Mark.
Whatever, if you say so. Who loves the blonde lady?
So you say he switches sides and joins the rebellion?
Sides, and I'm going to say no.
I also think no. I think he's going to go deeper into the Empire.
I think yes, and I think Deidre does too.
I think that the lady who he works with is going to switch sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name, the blonde lady.
Yeah. It's Deidre.
Yeah,
Deidre. You think she switches sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they both do.
No.
Wow.
Everyone's around.
I think Deidre switches, and then Cyril's like, hey, I guess I will too.
Alana, are you writing this down, by the way?
No.
Yeah, shocker. Okay.
Wait. Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts transcripts now.
You are such a podcast freeloader. Yes. I went back and listened to some of the Star Girls season 1, and you took notes and drove the conversation for those episodes, and it was great.
I guess I really like Star Girl.
Look at you now. Okay. Deidre arrests the main character. Like, I guess and by main character, shall we say series regular?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The show in general is very pessimistic, so I can see. Yeah,
I mean, the characters probably have to meet eventually. Maybe
they already did meet, didn't they? On Andor's planet.
Did they?
I don't know if they met. I'll say no to keep it interesting.
I think I need to rewatch. Like, I need to watch one of those recap things.
Maybe.
Okay. And then the last one I'm going to do from ChatGPT is Vel kills someone important.
Who's Vel?
Vel is the lesbian resistance leader who's also Mon Mothma's sister or cousin or something.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she kills somebody important.
Meh.
Meh.
No.
Meh. Kills, I'll say, but does not someone important.
Any questions about like Adria Arjona's like Bix Kaleen?
I make one up, Rob.
Do they? I don't remember where they were at before, but like, do they have sex?
Oh,
wait, who has sex?
Diego Luna and his girl is.
Oh, and Bix, the lady who got tortured. I'll say no on that one. No one has sex in Disney Star Wars.
True.
Do they smooth?
Yeah. Like
would you rather do that?
Yeah, we could do. I mean, like, I was seeing like off screen is like something suggested because it's, you know, this is Star Wars for adults.
I don't know because they might think, oh no, he's promised to Felicity Jones in Girl.
Well, maybe they like you know hook up and then like she dies. I don't know.
Trauma. Trauma, and then he just walks into a line of armed officers with a gun, with only a gun.
Yeah,
that was a Punisher joke. how about do you didn't Kazian get past that journal from what's his face at the like the his memoir or like his like faith book or whatever his journal one up like towards the end when he's on the planet and they blow up the fucking thing. I want to know if that book shows up. Do you think any of the prisoners show up?
Oh, that they really... no. The ones from the Andy Serkis prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say no to that.
Hmm.
Aww. I think we're losing her. I think she's not read it.
Circus? Prison?
Yeah, the prison episode
remember when they all...
What is this show? Oh my god.
That was Mandalorian.
Show.
Yeah. That was Mandalorian. No. But do they appear? Who knows? I don't care anymore. I'm a broken person.
I think we're done. Does anybody else have anything they really want to do?
What's his face? The person who...
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Mon Mothma's daughter gets married and she and her husband get along and everything's fine.
That, what are the odds are you going to give us on that one? I think it's like 5-1.
Yeah.
Maybe 3-1. Maybe that could happen.
Wouldn't it be very good for the plot?
I would say no. It's like, that would be pretty messed up for Disney Star Wars.
If the marriage was fine?
No. If she marries her daughter off to further the rebellion.
Oh.
Yeah, they couldn't sell action figures of Mon Mothma anymore. I don't know if they even watched.
Garrick says, we get another crazy tech innovation on par with lightsaber ship wings.
No. What? That's not this kind of show. It's very, like, bare bones.
Yeah. Does Krennic get shown up at some point by one of his underlings?
Krennic gets shown up by an underling?
Yeah, like his underling, like, usurp some of his power in some sort of way.
I don't know.
Krennic has a sick cape.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, that's confirmed.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sticking around for our Tuesday Night Gaming After Hours.
Does Kazian crash a ship?
Yes.
Again, probably confirmed.
Yeah.
Is Saul Guerrero showing up? I don't.
Oh, yes. That was already announced.
Yeah. That's announced. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Does
Saul...
Oh, wait. Wasn't there one about Admiral Akbar?
That was for Ahsoka.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I just thought of an Interdictor Cruiser, but we can save that one for Ahsoka Season 2.
Does Saul still have that?
I didn't know they were making Season 2 of Ahsoka.
Nobody did.
Yeah. I kind of thought they would. And they recast Baylan.
Yeah, I saw that. It's bedtime.
Yeah, no. Seriously. No. Okay,
they could have played like 3 games of Dominion during this episode.
This bonus episode. We need to focus.
This is important.
Serious stuff.
All right.
See ya.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they